This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 FM, Murray Country. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Tariana, Olive, Miglu, Chris, and the boss man, Dan Rennie. How are you?
Good morning, you too.
Good morning. Now, I also was trying to get Jarrell on this phone call, but he's like, oh, no, I'm just in this thing. And I'm like, no, you just don't want to talk about the loss of Queensland last night. Now, take it away, boys. You know what you're talking about.
What is there to say, but well done to the Blues, and it's a sorry morning to be waking up a Queenslander, Dan.
Yeah, look, they're far too good. Queensland had no answers, you know. You look at that scoreline and you go, well, it was only 26-0 as opposed to 50-6, but I actually think Queensland played worse than they did in Townsville. It was disappointing. There was sort of no answers. There were opportunities, and you know, a couple of times there got across the stripe, but just lacking that polish or the finish that the Blues had right across the park.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think just sort of looking at some of the numbers, so 26-0, but the big stat that screams out to me, the line breaks 7 to New South Wales, 1 to Queensland. Yeah. I mean, that just really tells it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and that was to Cameron Munster. So, you know, you'd expect when you look at the Blues and Nathan Cleary, the way he was sort of just carving up through the middle there and over to the edges. So, look, a lot of work to do for Queensland. It almost looked like they were a little bit rudderless, like there was no leader out there calling the shots. And, you know, you'd have to put that back on the captain, Valicherry Evans. They looked lost in attack and left wanting in defence, you know, always missed tackles as well. So,
absolutely.
Don't know what you do to fix this up, but, you know, for game three, at the very least, they need to make a competitive game out of it.
Look, that's right. You know, still not clear where that game will be played, but, you know, we've got to look at it as an opportunity maybe to blood some youngsters. Obviously, the lead-up wasn't ideal with the late team changes, but, you know, still no excuse for that performance. But you hit the nail on the head there with Daly Cherry-Evans as an Irish bloke who'd had a few lemonades said to me on the train last night, and I'll give the clean version. That Daly Cherry Evans, he's just got to go. He's got to go. He's useless. He's got to go. And look, I don't know if that's the answer, but look, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the selectors do going into game three.
Yeah, I think your Irish mate could be onto something there. But look, there's not a lot to pick from, really, when you look across the park there. You know, Queensland stocks are quite thin compared to the Blues, and we've always sort of had that advantage of having, you know, just players waiting in line to jump in the next era. But you know, this one, unfortunately, you know, guys like Kyle Feld who are older in their careers, and we're bringing back Ben Hunt, who I thought was pretty decent last night. Andrew McCulloch as well was serviceable, but you know, you're looking around going, where's the young blood, where's the fresh blood coming through? And, you know, I've seen it at Brisbane this year, bringing some old veterans back to try and fix the problem, and I think that is a problem. You need to rebuild from the bottom up and start with these young fellas.
So you're saying that Carmichael Hunt won't be the bolter for Origin 3?
Yeah, put it in the book, mate. He won't be there.
Very good. Well, thank you, Dan, for popping
no worries,
in and
bro.
Having a chat. I know you probably didn't want to talk about the loss, but...
look, you know, I've been saying it pretty much since I saw that losing out, the team announcement. You know, you put those Penrith players in there that have just been so dominant for nearly 2 years or longer. I knew once they started picking these guys on form that we were going to have our hands full. It's the best Blues side I've ever seen. I've been watching Origin for a very long time.
Yeah, look, they were too good. Credit to them.
Yeah, for sure. And Miguel and Chris, mate, credit to you as well. Congratulations, brother.
Oh, thank you very much, Dan.
He's like, wait, what?
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.